World's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I'm really going to come at it from a different angle today. So, sorry, but it's been all over. It's been up for a while. It's all good. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of Lord, just let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. Be glorified by what we do here today. In Jesus' name. I guess someplace innately or deep inside of me, I'm a fixer. Now, it's funny because I can't fix cars and I can't fix tractors and I can't fix lawnmowers and I can't fix anything. Yet I see things that need to be fixed. I see why things don't work. I look, you know, again, from a football analytical standpoint, being an old football coach, you're designed, your whole mindset when you're watching the film afterwards or when you're watching the game, you're looking for what isn't working. I don't know if you get that. A football coach, when we look at the game films after the game, you're looking for mistakes because mistakes pop right out at you. You say, "Oh my goodness, that play didn't work because right there. That's why that play didn't work." And I kind of, for whatever reason, the Lord has kind of tweaked me that I see that in the culture, in society. And I say, "Look, that's happening because of this. If we did this, that wouldn't happen. I don't always know how to do it." Scripture says that in the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. And the growth that I see going on in you guys in this queue just blesses my heart beyond what you can ever know. And you know what else we need to do? Well, I don't want to get too far out into the weeds. We're doing some good stuff, man. We're doing some good stuff. And I don't want to say the word publicize it or whatever. Man, there's some really, really good stuff going on just by simple, normal Christians who say, you know what, I think I'm going to do this. And then they do it. And then they see change. And change is threatening to all of us. Can I tell you this? It's very, very threatening to established churches. Very threatening. Because people go to church, they get comfortable in their church. Change the music, guest speaker makes people uncomfortable. Because Christianity has become so comfortable for us. I want to talk about some of that here this morning. But here's what really is really jumping out at me today. Lord, help me get in order here. You know, ultimately, sex, S-E-X, is all about the power to create. It's all about when it gets right down to it, it was God's method, God's whatever, that sex was important, but sex was important for one purpose only. Procreation. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That was it. That's Genesis, right? It was the first command that he gave to us. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Now, we could get into the whole debate about Adam and Eve when eating the apple and what really was the apple. Some say it was a sexual experience. And some said that Eve had sex with the devil. You guys know all that, don't you? I mean, I'm not going to talk about that here this morning, but you do understand that there's theories out there that Cain and Abel, Cain slew Abel because Abel was a child of the devil. You understand that, don't you? I mean, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to give you my opinion, but Yeah, right, Janine. Angels cannot procreate. Angels can't procreate. So it's something only a human being can do. And the urge to procreate, hang on, the urge to have sex is overwhelming. Because God put within us that nature to procreate. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And there's nothing more beautiful than a sexual relationship in the bonds of matrimony. You with me? The creation of a family. And so I was thinking today, again, I look at things and say, what's going on? And here's what my eye was drawn to this morning. Wow. There's a real attack on, we know this, the battle between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, that the battle is over the seed. Now, here's what I realize. Michelle and I planted 3 seeds. I should have had 20 seeds. But people were telling you shouldn't have too many seeds, shouldn't have too many plants. Because if you get too many plants, you're not going to be able to afford them. You won't be able to go on vacation. You won't be able to have a car, all that stuff, right? You won't be able to pay for them to go to college. God said, have a lot of them, man. Have a lot of sex and a lot of babies. And the culture, including the church, said, no. Whoa, be careful here, right? Because the power that God gave each one of us to create. Wow. It's something, man. I want to show you a real quick picture. Here's what brought it to my attention last night. It says kitties. Can you pull that up there, Spence? The picture says kitties. Now, some of those are my grandkids, and some of them are friends of my grandkids. We just took this picture. And, you know, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. There's nothing more glorious than that right there. Nothing more glorious than reproduction of yourself, duplication of yourself in a different form. I look at my children. I see me. I see my wife. I look at my grandchildren. I say, oh man, is that ever me? You with me? Look, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. And so the assault that we see in America, whether we have realized it or not, is against that. That, what we call the traditional family. And there isn't anything more beautiful than for that little guy there in the front, the little blonde. I started putting animals on, and how old is he? 2.5, 3, I don't know. I don't know how old they are. You can take that picture off there now. I started putting it YouTube. I pulled up a YouTube video of animals. And now he comes over. As soon as he comes in the door, he says, rampy animals. He wants me to put animals on Facebook so he can watch the animals and what they do. I think, this is so glorious. Hang on. The power of images, right? The power of what you can see. That's why it says, guard your eyes. What enters in through the eye gate creates an image. Spencer, see if you can do this real quick. Stay with me, folks. I think this is going to be pretty good when we get going here. Spencer, go to my Facebook page. See if you can do that. I don't know if this happens to you guys or not. That's my home page. I don't know. Is there any way you can log on? Yeah, okay. Now, I want you to scroll. As we scroll down here, I want you to look. I'm going to attack feminism a little bit here this morning. Because they told us that women wanted to be appreciated for who they were and their brains, and they weren't subservient to men and yada, yada, yada. And as I scroll down my Facebook page, I don't know if it's going to happen. All this, there they are. They pop up all the time. All the time. These barely clad women pop up in my feed. Why is that? Go on. Pop up. And we see these young girls now who are what? What's that? Olivia Dunn. Does anybody know who Olivia Dunn is? Anybody out there other than me? Olivia Dunn. See, Olivia Dunn was a gymnast at LSU Louisiana State University, and somehow she became a hot item. And now I see Livy Dunn everywhere, barely dressed. And I'm thinking, Livy, Livy, what have they done to you, Livy? You're so beautiful. What have they done to you, Livy? Made you a sex object, which, somebody help me out. Wasn't that what the women's movement was all about? They didn't want to be sex objects anymore. Somebody help me. Isn't that what it was about? And yet here we are falling back again, where everything in American society and American culture is about how you look.
Boom.
Fat shaming people. And it is none of that stuff. So I got to pull up a hot tub picture. This last night, this is what got me thinking about this. Now the next one, was that it? It should just say hot tub. Yeah, you'll get it from there. That's last night in my basement. And I'm in there. I was in there with them after. It's just a little hot tub we got on sale. And I thought, you know what? Those little mines full of mush. Rush Limbaugh called them, did he not? Little mines full of mush. Old Dave standing up. He's the oldest son. We have more grandchildren. But what are we leaving to them? Who's influencing those little minds right there? Really laid heavy on me last night. So led me to this. I see. Go ahead, Gene. You got your hand raised up. I don't want you to wait too long. Go ahead. Make it go.
Okay. I'm going to throw a horseshoe into what you're saying.
You don't. Okay, go ahead.
I don't believe a physical relationship between a man and his wife is only for procreation.
I don't believe that either.
Well, that's what you said.
No, it isn't.
You said it was only for procreation. That's what you said.
Well, I'm sorry if that's what I said.
Okay, I wanted to get that out because Paul himself said in the Corinthians.
Hey, come on, Gino. You don't even have
to the bed. Anyway,
I don't even want to argue about that.
I want to throw that out.
Look, the marriage relationship is bastardized when you take birth control to keep the possibility of procreation. Certainly, sex within marriage is God's design. And it is supposed to be enjoyable, but it's more than enjoyable. At any moment, you could produce a new life. That's why he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth at any moment. So I'm not saying that you can't enjoy sex. Of course you enjoy sex. Not my point. Sorry that I gave the wrong point. Let me try to get to it today, okay? It's all around us, folks. The destruction of women is all around us, whether we realize it or not. Pull up number one. This is kind of crazy. I don't know if this is real or not. Vinny, you could do this one, folks. This is supposed. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if it's legit or not, okay? But I do know this. Transgenderism is not something new. It isn't something new. Now, this is a supposed list of historic trannies, been around forever. Hang on. Destruction of the seed. Seed of the woman, seed of the serpent. God made man, breathed in him the breath of life. Man became a living soul. He gave him a woman so that they would procreate, be able to replenish the earth. You with me? Okay. So just play this real quick and see, has this demonic idea of transgenderism been with us for a while? Hang on, this show is not about transgenderism. I just want you to watch a little of this. Go ahead.
I had a paper some months back where I looked at some of the royal families of Europe going back over the last 100 years.
Yes.
Hang on. You can, here's a question to ask yourself. This is what we're asking. Do these women look like men? Go ahead.
Oh, they jump out at you. The male qualities, they are actually comical.
I mean, isn't that, but it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, the royal families of Europe are full of, trannies, basically. Trans people, transsexual.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing, right? Really?
It is. Now, you could imagine that would have been feasible in the old days, before the use of photographs and video and all of that, where the people wouldn't get to see them very often. And when they did, they wouldn't get much chance to study them.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the camera became available and video and film footage became available, we had a brief window where we could see them in the raw, if you like. But in the last 20, 30, 40 years, they appear to have greatly improved the quality, so that they're much more convincing transgenders now.
Yeah.
And of course, they carry out more surgery on them now. I would recommend, if you're interested, to go out and check some of the junior members of the British royal family.
Oh, yeah.
The ones who are around 5, 6, 7, 8. They are just like little boys, you know.
Yeah.
But by the time they're 13, 14, 15, between the chemicals and the hormones, okay, the surgery.
Just put this in the chat. Put this in the chat. Because don't ever forget this. The attack is on the seed of the woman. In many, many different ways that they can do it, they want to destroy the natural order of man and woman. With me? Okay, so hang on. Pull up. I'm sorry, I lost where I was. Stay with me a second. Where is it? No, I'm looking for it, and that's not it. Oh, well, what the heck? I'll find it in a minute. This is crazy. Okay, I'm sorry, number two. God, I finally found it, number two. See, they're not telling you this stuff, folks. That if we believe, seriously believe, that the attack is upon the seed, and the purpose of the seed, really upon feminism, masculinity, and the woman's memory. We'll get into this a little bit. Did you guys see this? This girl that just 15-year-old abundant life shooter on her website or whatever, they found every single male must be wiped out. She posted on her website, 15 years old. How do you get this poisoned at 15 years old? We got more information on the 15-year-old abundant life shooter, and it looks like she was a mass shooting fanatic with violent feminist beliefs. Oh, yeah. The shooter going down. The shooter, whose name was withheld as to not give her the infamy she desired, killed a fellow student, yada, yada. Okay, so she carried out the mass shooting in the school library, according to a source. She did not identify as a trans. The teen girl used the name Sam and the username CrossSixer. She had an extensive online obsession with school shooters and death, particularly the 1999 Columbine High School shooting. She was a big fan of KMFDM, which is a rock band. I don't know anything about them. She wore the shirt. Her last post on X was, as she goes in to shoot them, violent women. A purported sneak peek of her manifesto posted on Discord, where she discussed a desire to kill all males in a rant inspired by fringe extremist online culture. Really? I'm gonna make a connection here. Okay, if I can go to number three. 25 top 45 famous celebrities with no kids. Friends, this is subtle. When was the last time you walked into your church and the pastor said, have a lot of children, get married young, have a lot of children? When's the last time you heard that? When the first command, pull it up there, Spencer, go to Genesis 1. (Clears throat) in the beginning, God, blah, blah, blah. We'll see God's first command to man. God called the daylight. God let them. God made the firmament. God called the firmament of heaven. And God said, let the waters be dry. And God called it dry land. And God said, let bring forth fruit. And brought fruit. And when it was fruit day, and God said, let there be lights. And let there be lights. And God made two great lights. And God set them in the firmament. And then morning, and then God said, let life flow from the waters. God created whales and everything. And then God said, bless every little thing. And then God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, have dominion over every creature. So God created man in his own image, and image God created man. And God blessed him and said unto them, what? Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. And the attack on God's children has not ceased since that very moment.
Boom. Amen.
And if we can open our eyes and understand in our culture and our society, this is the prevalent view of the American society. If you want to be successful, don't have kids. Somebody say amen. Say, Coach, you're nailing. I know I'm nailing. Don't take this personally. Don't take this personally. Because a lot of stuff we've done out of ignorance. How many of you, me, were guilty of taking that pill to make sure we didn't get any more of God's blessings? Or at least God's blessings that we weren't planning for. Somebody say amen. So I'm on the right thing, huh? And it's now so permeated our culture and permeated our society. Hang on. Jeff Nair's got something. Must be important. Come on in, Jeff.
Hey, Coach. A couple things. We just had this conversation with my kids last night. I'm actually right now talking to you. I'm gonna tease you all. I'm sitting in a kayak out in the middle of the water right now. I love it. Anyway, we had this conversation last night, and I am so passionate about this topic. And I have spread this word to so many people and talked about this so much. And I've spoke about it in churches even. And it's a great topic. But I wanted to go back just for a second. Why do you think we know so much about this shooter and not the others, like the assassination guy and others? How can we know so much about this one? I'll sound like you. Could it be that she's Christian or was or attended a Christian school?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. That's right. And by the way, I wonder if they spoke against her transgender leanings at a Christian school, or did they accept her as she was?
Yeah, did they offer counseling? Did they, talk to bring the parents in, so on? Anyway. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So let me stay down this route I'm running down there. Stay with me, okay? So the famous celebrities with no kids. Anybody heard of Taylor Swift? Anybody heard of her? How many babies does Taylor Swift have? She's 35 years old. She ain't even married. How about, what's that girl's name? Katy Perry. How about Hannah Montana? How about every child, every star being placed in front of our children are parentless stars? Leonardo DiCaprio, no children. Scroll down. Slowly, thank you. Keanu Reeves, Mickey Rourke, Christopher Walken, no children. John, I don't even know some of these people. Keep going. Jennifer Aniston. She's all over the internet, half naked. Stevie Nicks, Oprah Winfrey, the conscience of America. Seth Rogen, Kim Cattrall. I don't even know some of these folks. Ricky Gervais, Helen Mirren, Kylie Minogue, Dolly Parton, Winona Ryder, childless James Martin, Miley Cyrus, Ellen DeGeneres, Liza Minnelli, Renee Zellweger, Christopher Lloyd, Mary J. Blige, James Woods, Robert Englund, Miranda Hart, I don't know these folks, Axl Rose, Jane Will, wonder how many they've killed, Kunal Nair, Sandra, okay, you get it? And what's happened, the culture and the society makes these people role models. Because why? Because they don't want your kids to have kids. They want your kids to be like Mike. I want to be like Mike. Remember that? I want to be like Miley. I want to be like whoever. That's who I want to be like. I want to be like Taylor Swift. And why is it that they do such an unbelievable job of promoting these women who, first of all, have beautiful bodies and don't have children? to young girls in high school. Role models. So I came across this website. I'm going to open it up here in a second. I'm trying to make you aware of the seed of the serpent has always been attacking life, the seed of the woman. It's never changed. And if they can't screw up the child pre-birth, they'll screw her up afterwards, him or her afterwards. And somebody posted a meme I saw on Facebook that I thought was really good. You ready for this one? Atheists don't send their children to Christian schools. Why do Christians send their kids to atheistic schools? Paul Gosin, that'd be a boom, wouldn't it? That'd be a boom. So I went to core questions. I went to number five. I'm just doing some research here. So I do research every morning to try to hit a button of where we are in the culture. Pull up number five, Spence. And these are just questions that people post. It's called core questions. And look at the questions. Don't read the answer. Don't just look at the questions. As a feminist, what do you dislike about modern feminism? Next question. Just scroll down, Spencer. What do you find wrong with modern feminism, if anything? What do you find going down? Keep on going down. And it's just dialogue after dialogue after dialogue. What happened to feminism? What is feminism? What does it look like? How can a radical feminist hurt other feminists? On and on and on, trying to do everything they can to make sure that the woman doesn't do specifically what she was created to do, marry and reproduce. It's everywhere. Does the church counter it? Does the church counter this? When's the last sermon you heard in your church over be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, quit taking the pill, trust God with children, because children are man's greatest gift? Huh? Oh, I got some other things I wanted to show. I'm not going to. I'm going to open it. I'll work some of these other things in here. So transgenderism is nothing more than another attack on the seed. Is it spiritual? Is it cultural? Is it demonic? I don't know, whatever it is, but I know this, that the devil uses every aspect to destroy the seed. Why? Because the human being is created in the image of God. He is spitting on the image of God every time he destroys one of these little ones. And you and I are paying for the schools to teach children transgenderism. Vinny, that'd be a boom. Could you give me a boom on that one, Vinny?
Boom.
The Christian church is not opposing the destruction of little boys and little girls in schools. Only those, maybe, who go to their church. But they certainly are not the salt of the earth or the light of the world to the educational system. They won't even speak against the schools in the church because somebody's going to get offended. They say, that's our mission field. Oh, yeah? Well, go act like it then. Go act like it. Come on in, Vinny. I'm going to open it up here.
I want people to go back to 1913. Remember that there's a man named Leo Max Frank who ran a pencil factory. And in this pencil factory, he had little girls who should not have been in that pencil factory putting erasers on pencils. Does anyone really think that they really needed little girls to put erasers on pencils?
Oh my goodness, oh goodness. Like everything else, feminism, listen to me now. Feminism as it began back with Jane Fonda, which one is that? Back when it began with Jane Fonda and all those kinds of stuff. Bring up number six, maybe that's it. The end of feminism. Remember when it started? Bra burning? Raw burning? Is that what feminism is today? Is there even any feminism? And the right of a woman to stay home and raise her family, is that honored in any way, shape, or form in America today? No. And if the church doesn't honor and promote children and reproduction, who will? Who do we expect to do it? Come on in, Johnny.
Just like when you plant a seed in the springtime, in order for it to grow, you have to water it. You have to maintain it. And we're not doing that.
No.
You know, God bends to us, right? No. Yes. We bend to God. But we're taught that God bends to us. No. You have to make, in order to make the seed grow, you have to maintain it. You have to water it. You have to cover it up when it gets cold outside so it doesn't get frost and die. It's the same thing here. We've allowed our society to not water the seed.
Mm.
And so it's gotten away from us.
Well, Johnny, we've allowed the seed to be watered by poison water.
Amen.
That's what's going on. Folks, this, look now, this all is under the purview. That means direct control. Purview. Pull that up, Spencer, so you don't think I'm making it up. Purview. Purview. Go to Mr. Webster. Purview. Primarily a condition, the body of a statue, in the limit or scope of a statue. Superintendence. So purview means control. Limit or sphere intended. Scope, extent. The raising of the family and family values was given to the purview of the schools. Taken out of the church, given to the schools and to the government, and now atheistic people serving the devil are in control of what's being taught to our children. However, you pay for it. And if you try to bring in what you believe into the curriculum, no, the courts have ruled you can't do that, right? We see how this is played, right? Come on in, Jack.
Yep. We watched an interesting documentary last week, and all I could think about it all through the whole thing was this is part of the massive infiltration. 1893, this Swami came from India, and his name was Vivek something. Vivek, think about that for a minute. And all the women just loved this guy, and all the rich women supported this guy. His benefactors were all rich women who influenced, and they brought this Hindu mindset into our upper level social structure. And John D. Rockefeller spent 3 or 4 hours with him and said he was a changed man when he came out of there in 1896 or 7. Wow. Where did that all come from? All these women were running the country with this Swami from the rich people. Wow.
We almost voted in President of the United States. We dodged a bullet there, didn't we, folks? Huh? But what was the whole undercurrent of Michelle Dobenmeyer and Dave Dobenmeyer been married for 43? She'll stamp on things like a bunch of years. And I'm going to tell you something. We have equal rights. There isn't anything that my wife needs my, I don't want to say permission, that's not the right word. She can do anything I can do. But because we have this mutual relationship, we confer. She says, I think we need this. I say, okay, honey, but what about this? Okay, that's why we're yin and yang, give and take. All right, but you want to do that, sweetheart? Go ahead. With my blessing. That's the way the man-woman relationship is supposed to work. But at the end of the day, I'm the guy in charge. When the bad guy comes to the door, I don't send her. I send me. That's my role. And see, this whole idea of women's movement, women's liberation, all of that was nothing more, I hate to tell you this, than to destroy God's authority given to man. That's all it was about. That's all it was about. And so look at the homes. Why do we have so many divorces? Because, number one, first of all, I'm sorry, I just got to tell you the truth. Women end up marrying men they shouldn't have married because they got knocked up. Somebody give me a boom. And if they'd have kept their legs together, they wouldn't have married that guy. Hang on. I'm not saying this guy's not responsible. He should know better too. But we understood when we grew up, come on now, in school, 1970, 69, we all knew the girl who'd put out. Anybody know that? Huh? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Now, putting out isn't expected. Why? Oh, because it's fun. It feels good. Well, what if you get pregnant? Ah, kill it. Just kill it. Just kill it. Well, here's a better part. Take this pill, screw like rabbits, and you never get pregnant. And all morality goes out the window. I was raised Catholic. Anybody besides me remember when they used to say, why do they have 10 children? Oh, they're Catholic. Because why? The Catholic Church said birth control was a sin because at any given sexual experience, a new life created in the image of God can occur. And feminism said what? My body, my choice. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that the same thing Jesus said? My body, I lay it down. And here we are, abortion mocking the sacrifice of Christ. The woman sacrificing her baby for her own pleasure. Unbelievable. This is deep, ain't it? This is deep. Come on in, Kevin.
Well, let me preface what I was going to say with a comment to what you were just saying about, you know, like, you know, the decisions are yours at the end of the day. You and Michelle get together. Just like my wife and I get together, we deliberate. We come to decisions together. We come to agreements. But I end up having to be the one to bang the gavel to say, okay, this is it, decision made. But guess what? The decision, the consequences of it come back on my head.
That's right.
Out of the family. Yeah, a lot of responsibility because I'm the one that had to bang the gavel. So
you got to remember this, though, Kevin. You got to remember this. When Adam and Eve sinned, what was it, Adam? When God, see, God didn't go to Eve. God went to Adam. So what's going on here, Adam? And what did Adam say? It's your fault, dude. Oh, you gave me that woman.
Woman. The woman did it.
You hadn't given her to me. It's your fault, God.
Right, that's right, exactly. Yeah, just completely obfuscated and skirted his responsibility for what had happened. So original point I wanted to make.
Go ahead. No.
Well, the original point I wanted to make was this. You know, there is no greater joy or sense of fulfillment that a woman will ever have in a marriage than to have children and to raise those children and to make that home just the same as with a man gets that sense of completion and fulfillment from going out and doing a hard day's work. And at the end of the day, he has the fruits of his labor that he then brings home to the family to support them. Okay. And so again, that's our roles that we're creating.
Spencer, bring up that hot tub video again.
Dave, I want to throw out one name because you throw out Fonda. Okay. Gloria Steinem. I'll leave it right there, baby.
Yep. Okay. So look, here's what's missing. I was in there with him. And I'm sitting in there in that hot tub, and they're jumping in and jumping out, and they're splashing water everywhere. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. I am in heaven. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And think what our culture is telling young girls and young boys. Don't do that. Don't have those. They're a burden. You won't be able to go on vacation. Dudes. Dale,
Well, Coach, this is just the mind-blowing mind-blowing of science that is happening. When you look at women who abort their children, how angry they become, and what we're learning, I'm sorry, I'm stirring for fudge, is the fact what science is proving right now, that anytime a woman gets pregnant, the cells of that child will remain in her body the rest of her life. Doesn't matter whether she aborted the baby or carried the baby to term, she will always carry the cells of the children that she was impregnated. And Coach, it gets even better. When she gets sick, there is a certain set of cells that rush to that area of infection and fight on her behalf. Could you imagine this? That the woman who aborted her child, when she gets sick, the very cells of her aborted baby
are fighting to
fight for her life.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Lauren.
It's me again. And I'm thankful to the Lord that the Lord did that for me and gave me that gift that my child now fights for me.
Amen.
Because I needed my child to fight for me so that I can fight for my child's daughter who's alive right now. So thank you, Jesus, that you and God, that you are so good that you do that. And then Jesus says, what's his name? I forgot the actor's name, but in the lie that we're not believing the truth. Jesus says, "My life, my body for your life." He sacrificed himself. He sacrificed himself for us, and that's what they don't want to do. Jim Caviezel
and greater, you know, love is no man than this, then he would lay down his life for his friends. So my body, my choice means you sacrifice your body for your child. It's the greatest expression of love that we could ever have, ever. And we're telling people not to have children.
Why? And they pervert it and saying, and they're perverting it saying, don't give your life. Like, I wasn't. From the moment that when Hope was diagnosed, the question that I kept presenting back in the 90s was, how do I know that who's ever teaching my child's not a Satanist using the curriculum he used against him, that this is not Satan's playground? And I sat there and I remember looking at the playground and hearing that still small voice that said, this is Satan's playground. And here we are. And I'm not the crazy one.
Well, you know this, don't you? Okay, now listen, pick up your toes. I'm going to step on them, folks. You certainly know that the public schools aren't Jesus's playground, don't you? Tell me you know that. Tell me you know that. And you continue to send your grandkids there. I don't know what happened. Our daughters both, I credit my wife, both of our daughters have four children. I don't know if they want to have more. They both miscarried. I'm not patting myself on the back saying what a great, I don't know how it happened. I was as lost as could be when we first had those children. But Abby and Maggie are unbelievable mothers who do everything they can to make sure that their children's life is better. And they are so fulfilled. More so than Abby worked, our oldest daughter, Abby, she worked in the state house. She was an aide to a state senator. She went to Hillsdale College. She was on a rocket to wherever. And she decides she's going to stay home and raise babies. Jack.
Yeah, the family foundation is so fundamental. We go back and look at the founders. Everybody says they were misogynists because the women didn't have the right to vote.
Oh,
the women
Lord.
Had a family voted. It was a family vote.
Everything was family oriented.
Yep. And so now, because we have the right to vote for women, they've manipulated it so that the feminists are voting for perversion.
And can I tell you something? Men who want to have sex without responsibility are voting for feminist women too. They want to just be able to screw and get away with it. Your choice.
Governor guarantees reproductive freedom for men. Reproductive freedom. What in the blooming heck does that mean? Reproductive freedom? Oh, why is any man in Maine paying child support? I get it.
Randy.
So, Coach, we've exposed this 45 minutes. Could we spend 15 on how can I combat it? What can I do different?
Sure.
Change it? How can I defund it? How can we mentor young people? How can we change the frequencies? How can we do that? Coach, let's equip each other on how to walk in to be the change. You know, I mean, so that's, I'm just throwing out a few. There's many other ways, you know, but here's the problem, Coach. The problem is if you don't live this stuff, you're not changing anything.
Amen.
You're just funding it. You know, you're complicit with Babylon. You're complicit with the world. So we see that. That's the church. I mean, that's where they're at. They love the culture. But if you don't want to be the counterculture, you're probably part of the problem. So I'm talking to those of us who want to change it. So, Coach, what I do, I speak against the frequencies. I don't watch television. I don't fund them, first of all. I don't fund the corporations that I know are doing really, really demonic things.
Amen.
And I mean, you know, it begins here with us, Coach. So I'm just saying we can talk about this tomorrow and again on Friday or whenever day this is. But we have to be the change. And if we're not equipping each other and doing it and living it, then let's just sit back and drink beer and watch sports all day. You know, that's what my point.
So, Randy, there should be in every town in America a Christian school. If we're for school choice, which one of the schools is the Christian school? I want to go to in Columbus, Ohio, this 20 years, 25, 30 years maybe, they have a school called Afrocentric. Pull that up if you can, Spencer. I'm not making it up. It's the name of the school, Afrocentric High School. See if you can pull that up, Spencer. Columbus Afrocentric Early College. There it is. Afrocentric. That's their school where they teach what? Afrocentric stuff, whatever that means. Where's the Christian centric? Where's the Christian centric school? Well, we can't get the Christian centric school because the pastors don't want a Christian centric school because the Baptist church might teach a different theology than you Lutherans believe. So we can't even get our pastors and our churches to agree that they all need a Christian foundation, not a religious one, but a Christian foundation created in the image of God. We all need that. Where is the Christian-centric school? Oh, you say, Coach, we got one. We got a private one going. Oh, do you? How much does it cost? So in other words, help me out here. I got to pay taxes to the demonic-centric school. And then dig in my pocket again to pay for my Christian education? Doesn't anybody out there other than me think that's discriminatory? Being forced to pay twice to educate your children? What? Janine.
What we always are talking about, everybody wants to have wisdom. They want to learn. That's what all these things, this Afrocentric, all that, it's learning. But what we really need is the wisdom of the understanding of that. So it goes back. If you take the word of God, you understand, you started out the program with after the seeds. No, it was after Jesus Christ, the seed. The whole Old Testament is story after story of how they tried to kill the lineage of the seed. Then after Christ died, Satan couldn't kill the seed. So now he's after the seeds, which you're showing here. It doesn't matter what area. There's many, many areas of trying to kill the seeds.
That's right.
So we don't have eternal life. So it's multifaceted. But if we as individuals or Christians especially understood this, we could combat and understand, have the not only the wisdom.
How did we become
minority? That's where, Randy, that's the truth, that the shield or the thing that we could combat with is the understanding. But we don't have that because there's so multifaceted, many different Bibles, many different religious views and everything. But there, it really isn't. It's one view.
Amen. Amen. Spencer, pull up for me. This is not, I'm not changing you gears. I'm showing you the problem, okay? Pull up. It says post by, I don't know if I gave it a name, post by Pubius X. I think I put one, but maybe if I put it in, where did I put that? Oh, there's where it is. Mike Johnson. Where's Mike Johnson? Yeah, Speaker John, number 9, Spence, I'm sorry. How many of you saw this? Hang on. Dale, I'm not criticizing you. Because we all had great hopes when Mike Johnson became Speaker of the House.
We all he's a sellout.
We all had great hopes, right? And probably well-placed. Folks, this is Mike Johnson, now Speaker of the House. First part, September 20th of 2024, now December of 2024. This is our Christian Speaker of the House. Go ahead and play it.
But overall, with the CR,
start again. Legislation. CR is continuing resolution. In other words, just keep it going as it is till we get time to fix it. Okay, so here's what Mike Johnson said about the continuing resolution in September. Go ahead, start it again.
But overall, with the CR, as our leader just noted, we have broken the Christmas Omni, and I have no intention of going back to that terrible tradition. So there won't be a Christmas omnibus. As somebody asked me in the hallway a little while ago, will there be many buses? We don't want any buses. We're not going to do any buses.
Christmas
okay?
omnibus. In other words, pass legislation so they can all go home for Christmas. Doesn't matter what's in the legislation. First of all, legally, they can't leave till they pass it. But they all want to go home. So he said, ain't no way, man. We are not doing a continuing resolution. Here it is 2 months later. Go ahead.
Through this. So look, everybody understands the necessity. It is not palatable. This is the sausage making part of legislation that nobody likes, but we're governing and we'll pick it up in January and start a brand new day for America.
But overall with the
is it unbelievable? Huh? Is it unbelievable? Because, you know why it is? I would say because Christians don't have his ear. Somebody else has his ear, and you're right, Top Nuck. He's scared. He's scared. You want to lay it all down. Jeff Mayers, come on in. Hang on a second, Jeff.
Yep.
Look, folks, I'm sorry if I'm all over the place, but I see these connections so deeply everywhere. And we cannot expect the devil's children to do good. Come on. It can't happen. The only one who can do that is the body of Christ. And we have remained silent. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, going back on the talking about the, you know, having children and that, and I know there's extenuating circumstances in many lives out there, but basically, if you have one child, you're practicing subtraction. And if you have two children, you're practicing duplication, but sometimes maybe you lose a child. And three, you're practicing addition. And not till you get to four are you practicing multiple.
Good point, man. Replacement. We're not even at replacement in. I was going to bring up some Christian statistics regarding children. You wouldn't believe them. I don't have time to get to them. Roger, go ahead.
Mike Johnson is Pence 2.0.
He is.
There are these Methodist Christians, Lutheran Christians, that go to these churches on Sunday and play church.
Mm-hmm.
And as Rand Paul, whichever one it is, said, he's a weak, weak man.
Amen.
To come out of what we just did election-wise and the sentiment of the American people, he's Pence 2.0. It's disgusting.
He's serving something else that we don't know. That's what I would say. Whether it's Masonic, whether something going on. And that's why I continue to say whatever you want to believe. Donald Trump's the only guy that's shown any stones at all.
Sorry, Coach, got cut off.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. My phone just went black.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know what you heard. I don't know what you heard last time, but I was saying that when you have one child, you're practicing subtraction. And when you have two, you're duplicating. And that doesn't always work. And three, you're practicing addition. And not until you get to four, are you practicing multiplication. And I don't know if you heard that or not, but be fruitful and multiply. You got to multiply.
You got to multiply. We're not even stuck in subtraction. Jeff Klein.
In the last couple months of Joe Biden here, be a perfect time to shut the government down.
Yep. They ain't going to do it, right? They're not going to do it. They're all owned. They are all owned, and not by who you think. Moderator.
Well, maybe they're not shutting down for Christmas because they're trying to pass a bunch of bills before the new administration comes in. Maybe.
So you'd think maybe Mike Johnson say, let's shut this thing down until the new administration gets in. Let's just shut the government down. Let's do that. Call her bluff.
Amen.
That's what I'd do. And of course, I'd be dead floating in the river 2 days later. Roger. No, your hand was up. No. Kevin.
It's like an alcoholic wanting to stop drinking, but we're not going to do it. I want to stop drinking, but I'm not going to do it until after January 20th because I'm going to go out a couple more times here and really just plow it on.
Because we'll get some new people in there and they'll be real strong fighters in there. Yeah. That's where we are. It's all about the destruction of the family, the seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Hey, number four, folks, I found this website today. I do love searching in the mornings, I'm just telling you. Ignite America Certified Statistics. Put this in the chat. Okay, click on why. Just click on why. See what pops up here. This new website. Sharing your faith is not optional. And then it's going to give you subjects on that. Go back to how. Click on how. How. First steps. How do you get going here? First steps in sharing your faith. How do you do it? Oh, it starts with prayer. Then love on everyone. Blah, 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 blah. Steps for how to actively live out your faith. Would somebody agree with me that most Christians have no idea how to live out their faith? No idea. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. Amen? 3 minutes, somebody come on in. Our country is not faithless. It's misdirected faith.
Coach, I think we can solve it, Coach, if we will believe God again. You know, Jesus, when he cursed that fig tree, and the next day it already withered up by the roots. They just were astonished. The apostles were astonished. How could this happen? And he just looked them in the eye and he says, have faith in God. Coach, do we really believe that God is, his word is powerful and that
no.
we clearly really changes? I submit it, Coach. I don't think we really believe, and that's why nothing changes.
That's
we
right.
We begin to believe him again.
That's
and,
right.
And be his people.
Amen. Real quickly. Pull up for me number 8, Cal's note. It's an email all by itself, Cal's note. Cal Zastro's in jail. Where Cal Zastro, this is from his daughter, Eva. Dad was on lockdown most of the day. Thankfully, that gave him plenty of time to read all 66 letters that were delivered yesterday. He got 66 letters in the mail. A very little special book also arrived, which he spent a long time looking at. 11 pages with 31 photographs, including many of his newest grandson, who he has not yet touched. And even as he rejoiced in the wonderful message from so many friends and family, we could also hear sorrow in his voice as he described receiving more than his entire 100-man unit combined. So many guys he got more letters than anybody, than all the other cell block combined. So many guys are abandoned in here. They don't get any mail or visits. No one will answer when they try to call. Many thanks to everyone who has written to him and prayed for him. Please continue to pray for more revival in Thompson Prison. Send cards and letters to Cal Zastro, to Bill Dunphy. God, let's hold up their arms, man. Let's hold up their arms. We're in a war. prisoners of war. Let's keep after them. See you tomorrow.